As everyone knows, Rick Snyder won a tremendous victory this week over Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero. But late yesterday, I started looking at the numbers, and I noticed something interesting. The Snyder landslide was a little different than you might have been led to believe. Okay, go ahead and make fun of me. After all, what kind of guy analyzes election returns on a Wednesday night? Tell you what, just think of me for now as one not-so-tough and unfortunately not-so-rich nerd, and we'll do fine. But bear with me a moment. Here's what really happened in the election. White independent voters, mostly the middle class or better, switched to Snyder. Republicans were also enthusiastic about his candidacy. Though some may have wished he were a little more conservative, virtually none preferred Bernero. And Republicans were enthusiastic, either because they wanted to send a message to Washington or because they felt they were going to win. So they showed up and voted for Snyder. Those white independent voters did too. Most of them voted for Democrat Jocelyn Benson for Secretary of State, and many of them voted for her fellow Democrat, David Layton, for Attorney General. However, there weren't nearly enough of these independents to elect either of those candidates, and that's because Democrats stayed home. This became clear on election night. Terry Lynn Land, Michigan's soon-to-be former Secretary of State, has usually been right on the money with her predictions of voter turnout. This time, she estimated there would be about 3.8 million voters statewide, about the same as 4 years ago. But 500,000 fewer turned out. Looking at the county-by-county vote, it was clear that some Dems sat out this election, and something else was starkly clear as well. Rick Snyder attempted to reach out to black voters. In recent years, some Republican candidates have virtually ignored Detroit. Snyder opened a headquarters in the city. He campaigned there. He sought the support of, or at least the understanding of, influential black clergy. He had his election night party, not in Ann Arbor where he lives, but in a downtown Detroit hotel. Yet in return, he received almost no black votes. Some of his strategists thought he might get as much as a fifth of Detroit's vote. He modeled his campaign after that of former Republican Governor William Milliken, who was popular in the city. But it didn't work at all. 4 years ago, when he lost by a landslide, Dick DeVos got 4% of Detroit's vote. Rick Snyder got 5%. In Highland Park, which has essentially no white voters at all, Snyder got 4%. The people who switched were white independents. DeVos got only 24% in the affluent liberal community of Huntington Woods. Snyder almost doubled that to 46%. Statewide, Rick Snyder got almost 300,000 more votes than DeVos had. But the real difference was that Virge Bernero got nearly 1 million fewer than Jennifer Granholm. What's all this mean? Michigan voters have clearly lost confidence in the Democrats, but many are still reserving judgment on Snyder. And as far as African Americans are concerned, he hasn't even begun to make the sale.